only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CBs will reach.
Well, hello, my friends. Jim Campbell here with another informative video pertaining to the world of trucking. Today, we're going to be discussing my top 10 picks or tips for new or rookie drivers to help them have a successful start to their trucking career. Please remember to comment below with any questions you may have. And also, please remember to like and subscribe. It would be much appreciated. Now, for my top 10 tips on how to succeed for new or rookie drivers. Number 10, got to cut down on distractions from home. Meaning, as a new driver, you need to let friends and relatives know about what you're doing. You're embarking on a new career, and that career involves driving up and down the highway. So you can't be gabbing on the phone, you know, all hours of the day. You got to set boundaries of whatever your work schedule happens to be. And secondly, most smartphones today allow you to set do not disturb on your cell, or you can leave a message. Hey, I'm driving at this particular time. If it's important, you know, call back and I'll answer, or please leave me a message. But use that do not disturb feature. However, your particular cell phone carrier has it, but most of them do have that do not disturb feature. And while we're on the subject of phones, remember that it's a federal law that you can't be driving up and down the road with a phone stuck in your ear. You have to go hands-free. So if you don't, most trucks today, of course, have Bluetooth where you can connect hands-free, or a lot of the drivers still use headsets. But either way, you got to go handless if you are going to be talking while you're driving. Number 9, join Facebook or other social media platforms that are populated by drivers, veteran drivers. As a new driver, you can gain valuable tips or advice from other drivers. You know, they're there to answer your questions. And don't be afraid to ask a question. I mean, the only stupid question is one you don't ask, because then you end up having egg on your face. Number 8. Never leave home without a jacket. Driving state to state, you don't know what the weather is going to be like. It might be 75 degrees and sunny, or 85 degrees and sunny where you're currently at right now. But you get two states away, three states away, and it, you know, depending on where you're at, it could be a blizzard going on. Or at the very least, 30, 40 degrees, where you got a 30, 40 degree swing from where you're currently at to where you're going to be, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours from now. So never leave home without a jacket. And while we're on the subject, always, always have packed any time of the year a pair of long pants, be it jeans or even sweatpants, and also a long sleeve shirt, you know, to go with your closed toe shoes, which you should be having on anyway. But the reason why I say make sure you have a pair of long pants and a long sleeve shirt is there's a lot of shippers out there that for safety reasons require you to have long pants and a long sleeve shirt, or they will not let you on the property. You don't want to get caught in a situation where you're sent to load somewhere and that shipper has that requirement, and there you are with a pair of shorts on and a short sleeve t-shirt. You know, you're screwed. You know, then you're going to catch an earful from your dispatcher. So, number 7, when obtaining your CDL, if you haven't obtained it yet, try to get tested with a manual transmission. The reason why I say that is if you test with a manual transmission, it allows you to drive a manual stick drive transmission in a truck, and also allows you to drive the automated auto version of a transmission. Whereas if you take that CDL driving just an automatic transmission truck, that's all you can drive. You cannot, there's a requirement, like you cannot drive a truck that's manual. So, and the reason why it's important is, let's say that you break down the road, for example, and the truck is going to be in the shop for a while, and the loaner truck they have is a manual. Well, your license says you're restricted to auto. You're screwed. Now you can't use that truck. Or let's say, for example, the company you're with wants to gives you your choice, for example, of one truck versus the other. The one you like better is a stick versus an auto. Well, you're screwed because you can only take the auto. Or let's say, for example, you're going to change companies for one reason or another. And the company you're going to go with, the truck that they have available to bring you on board, is a manual tranny. Well, your license says you can only drive an auto. So give yourself the most options available, and that is being able to drive both. Number six, make sure you get all your possible endorsements on your CDL at that time when you test. Reason why I say that is you want to get the hazmat and you want to get the tanker at the very least. That once again gives you more options of what you can do. The more versatile you can be, the more valuable you are as a driver, and the easier it is to get reloaded and get out of a certain locale and keep moving. You know, if the only thing in that area is a hazmat load, or the only thing in that area is a tanker load. And when I say tanker, even though you're driving a van, a 53-foot van, the requirements nowadays is if that load you're picking up has 55-gallon drums, containers that have loose fluid in them. Nowadays, they consider it a tanker because you got the slosh. It's considered a tanker load, and you have to have that endorsement. So up front, CDL, make sure you get the hazmat and the tanker endorsement. And if you have aspirations down the line of possibly working for a company that has doubles or triples, you might want to get that endorsement as well. Number five, give trucking a chance. You know, don't try trucking out for, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 2 months, and say, well, this, I don't like this. It's not for me. Give it a chance. You know, give it 6 months. Put it, you know, make it a priority within yourself that you're going to give it a true shot to succeed 6 months. Remember, you're new at this. So it's going to take you time to get used to doing what you're doing. You know, give it time. You got to give it, once again, at least 6 months. Number four of the top 10 tips to help you out is, in your side box, make sure you carry supplies that you may end up needing on the road that will keep you moving. For example, extra glad hands. You never know when you're going to snap a glad hand. Or the little rubber grommets that goes in those glad hands. Make sure you have those rubber pieces. You ever know when the trailer you pick up, you know, or whatnot, might be dried and cracked, or somebody may have stole it. You know, a lot of times you have, you know, a shady driver that, you know, he needs one of those rubber pieces to fit in the glad hand instead of going and taking his butt to the truck stop and getting one, or he may not have an extra one with him. He'll steal one off another trailer. So the next driver goes to pick up that trailer. Now they're screwed. So, but once again, in that side box, make sure you carry spare fuses, because you never know when you might need a fuse. Duct tape. Duct tape is, you never know when you're going to, you know, need it for this or for that. Once again, extra glad hands and the rubber pieces to fit into the glad hands. Extra set of gloves. You never know when you may, you know, put your gloves on to pull your kingpin or wind dolly legs up, and you leave them laying on your catwalk or whatever, and now you don't got a set of gloves, you know, when you get to your next, when you need them again. So carry a spare set. So fuel tank kit, plug kit. you know, in case you run over something on the road or whatever the case, you're going to need a plug to stop any diesel from coming out that fuel tank. Your safety director should have one of those kits in the side box of every truck. But check to make sure you do have one of those. You never know when it might come in handy. And here's a good tip. In the winter months, make sure you carry kitty litter in your side box. Kitty litter is cheap and it provides traction. I tell you, I don't know how many times kitty litter saved me when it's backed into a hole, especially a hole that's on a slight incline. You know what I'm saying? You're backed into the dock and you had no problems at all getting in there because you got a loaded trailer. But once they empty that trailer out, now you have an empty trailer, you go try to pull out of that hole, those tires a lot of times will sit and spin. The more they spin, you know, you don't have the traction, of course. But a little bit of kitty litter underneath your drives, you know what I mean, will go a long way in helping pull you out. So always carry kitty litter. So once again, those items to carry in your side box that I'd recommend: spare fuses, duct tape, glue, extra glad hands and the extra rubber pieces to go into the glad hands, gloves, and a fuel tank plug kit, and of course kitty litter. Number three tip is to plan and have a goal for what you want to get the most out of trucking. For me, when I was driving, especially when I was still driving West Coast, I always made a plan of, depending on where my final destination was, I knew which way I was going to go, you know. So I would plan my trip along the way to see certain sites. For example, you want to go to Grand Canyon. You want to go golfing in Arizona. Or once I went down to Tombstone, Arizona. You know what I mean? I was in the neighborhood. I was going through. So I dropped my trailer and bobtail down to Tombstone, Arizona. And got to see the reenactment, the OK Corral. But you can do different things while you're on the road. You know, use trucking when you can as a sightseeing tour, so to speak. You'd be surprised. All right. The number two reason why you should follow these tips: do your homework. Check what other drivers are saying about a certain company if you plan on going to that company, either as a new driver or if you're possibly thinking about switching to a different company. Before you make that jump, talk to other drivers that work or have worked in the past for that particular company. If you're in a truck stop, you know, and you see a driver driving a tractor, you know what I mean, for that company that you're thinking about going to, you know, yell over to the guy, you know what I mean, on the radio, or pull him off to the side if you can see him face to face and pump him for information. Hey, how you like this company? I mean, how long you been there? You know, they treat you good? Is it pay good? You know, where are they sending you? How much home time you get? You know, get information. You can get information off the internet. There's a lot of sites out there where you just Google, you know, driver opinions of, and plug in whatever name of the company is. But do your due diligence. And if you're thinking about hopping from one company to another or hiring on as your first job, do your homework. Do your homework. Okay. The number one top tip from me, Dirty Dog, on how to have a successful career for a new or rookie driver: heed the advice of veteran drivers. Don't be afraid to ask questions. The only stupid question is the one you don't ask, because then you end up with egg on your face. But when you're in the truck stops or other more seasoned drivers, veteran drivers that work for the company you're with, don't be afraid to ask questions. Hey, you know, what should I do in this situation? Hey, what should I do in that situation? Don't be afraid to ask. And secondly, second part of that is don't be cheap. Buy yourself a full-size laminated atlas from when the truck stops. When I say laminated, it's laminated. You know what I mean? That way, if you have to spill something on it, you know, you can just wipe it right off. You know, you buy the cheaper version of the full atlas is paper. You know, paper rips, paper gets smudged. You know, you accidentally spill something on it, you're screwed. So buy a full-size laminated copy of an atlas and use that atlas to plan out your trip, point A to point B. Don't put your full trust into a GPS, especially if it's a car GPS, a GPS made specifically for cars. You're in a big truck, you're in a tractor trailer. A lot of those roads that a car may tell you to go are restricted, where it might be low bridges that you can't get under. But if you don't have a trucker GPS, you know, well, regardless, you should still use an atlas, you know, to help you, if nothing else, in your early stages, to pinpoint the most efficient way to get from point A to point B. Or a lot of times, if you come upon a traffic backup, you know, you want to know how to get around that backup, that atlas is going to come in handy. So, but buy yourself a laminated atlas. Don't cheap out. So, all right, my friends, that's it for the top 10 tips. Once again, leave any comments below, questions you may have, and I'll be sure to answer them. And remember to like and subscribe. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
I can't hardly wait till I'm a trucker.
The only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CBs will reach.